Welcome to the July 13th edition of the ACT Brief. First up for today, in industry news, the FDA has temporarily paused its real-time CRL release policy following a citizen petition filed by an unnamed pharma company, citing concerns about confidential commercial information and inadequate redaction. The Transparency Initiative, championed by former Commissioner Macari, released over 200 CRLs in 2025, but faces legal and operational challenges, despite the FDA's proposal to expand authority for CRL disclosure and ongoing support for the underlying transparency goal. Up next, in part two of a recent interview with ACT, Gaynor Anders of TrialBee explained why the industry's protocol-centric recruitment model has persisted and what a shift toward programmatic, relationship-driven patient engagement actually requires. Moving beyond investigator-led feasibility approaches requires understanding how patients evaluate participation through concerns about treatment burden, quality of life, and prior therapy experiences, considerations often invisible in traditional recruitment channels. And last but not least, in a new contributed article, Natalia Borenstein examined how medical affairs can serve as a bridge between development and real-world practice by bringing patient and physician perspectives into evidence generation earlier in development. A case study illustrated how patient survey data, revealing fear of a comparator's adverse effect, invisible to investigators, transformed recruitment when addressed through targeted education rather than protocol amendment, demonstrating that patient insights can preserve both scientific rigor and operational feasibility. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.